Welcome to Memorial Presbyterian Church. Please take time out to listen to our devotions for this Lenten season.
Nevertheless, faith leads to more. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to the partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Luke 5:4-7. As an avid fisherman myself, I love this scripture. I can imagine myself in the boat with Simon and Jesus. Please give me grace so that I can use my imagination to paint a picture of what I'd be experiencing at that moment. My story begins. "Well, you know, I'm just a hired hand on this boat, just an ordinary oarsman that Simon hired to row the boat to the fishing grounds. I really don't know this man Jesus other than he's a friend of Simon's and his teaching that I just heard stirred my heart. But you know, I fish these waters every day except on the Sabbath, and there ain't no fish to be had today. I wanted to tell Jesus this, but he was talking to Simon. I better mind my place, but I was thinking it. Besides, I'm tired because I was rowing all over this lake all night long. Then Simon tells me and the other oarsmen to row out into the deep water again. Doesn't this Jesus know we fished these waters for years and the fish aren't biting today? Nevertheless, Simon listens to Jesus and we headed out to the deep water. Okay, I said to my tired self, what a waste of time. When we finally made it to the deep water and we let down our nets, you wouldn't believe what happened. In mere minutes, our nets were bursting so much with fish that we started to sink. How could this be? How did he know? Who is this man named Jesus? Then Simon yells to his brothers in the other boats on shore, "We need help. Our boats are sinking." From that day forward, I joined the crowd that followed Jesus. I'm now glad to just be in the number to hear Jesus speak. I witnessed a nevertheless faith in Simon and witnessed that Jesus honored this type of faith, which gives me strength to this very day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that even if we don't understand the things that are happening around us or to our friends and family, that you will grant us that mustard seed faith to trust you and say, "Nevertheless, Lord, we will do what you say to do." Help us, Lord, to not allow our pride or know-it-all attitude to get in the way of your blessing in our lives. Grant us, Lord, a changed mind, a willing heart, and open ears to hear your voice and follow your direction. It is the matchless, majestic, and mighty name of Jesus we do pray. Amen. Submitted by Elder Ivan O'Connor.
Thank you for listening. If you don't have a church home, please call us at 516-623-9561. God bless you.